It's time on a Wednesday to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. Jeff, how are you this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Recently, I joined the cult. I got myself a MacBook Pro, and I noticed these little letters on it that said SSD. I've never seen that on my laptops before, and I was wondering if you could tell me exactly what that means.
All right. So an SSD is a solid-state drive. Now, if you think about hard drives, which we've always had in our computers, it's what stores our data and things like that. They used to be solid disks that would actually spin. And we used to have these moving parts in hard drives. And, you know, it's what used to make a lot of the noise when you turned on an older computer when it was reading that data. Now they've gone to a stage where it's solid state. So it's almost like those USB sticks that you can walk around and they're getting smaller and smaller.
Yep.
Or a micro SD card. However, it's a bit larger. And it's what really allows us to have super slim laptops and faster processing times, because SSD is wicked fast.
So we still see computers out there with HDD, just very quickly. That's the old hard drives with the arm and the spinning disk, yeah?
That's exactly right. We call them hard disk drives, and it usually is. If you broke it apart, you'll have all these very thin, they look like CDs, and there's a needle that reads them almost like a record player, and that's how it's reading the data off those drives. But all those moving parts also means reliability issues, and that's why people sometimes have hard drives that crash and you lose all the data that's on it.
Does that mean that we could see all computers going over to SSD, or is there a reason to stick with the old hard drive technology as well?
The only reason people would still buy computers with a hard disk drive would be because of cost. I think what we've noticed is that, you know, when you're making something so much smaller with a higher performing drive, it costs extra. So, you know, to make them so slim and sexy, it does come with a higher cost. But, you know, for desktops, those larger computers, sometimes you still see those with hard drives because they've got the space to fit it and you can actually save some money along the way. But for most people, if you're buying a brand new computer, if you can afford it, an SSD is the best way to go.
I do know with the old hard drive computers, if that drive crashed, there was a way that you could actually get the information from them. Like, you would need a whiz like yourself to be able to help us with it. With an SSD, is it just as easy, or is it a bit more terminal if it goes down?
I actually find so far in my experience it's been easier to get the data back if it's an SSD drive. One of the issues that you have with the older drives is that you can usually recover the data off it, but if the actual hardware inside the hard drive dies, you've got a whole other mountain of other problems. So you tend to find that the shelf life of a SSD drive is far longer than what would be of a hard disk drive.
Okay, and because this is the new technology, everybody's using it, so it's a bit more expensive. But as time progresses, you would expect the prices to come down as well?
Completely, and we're already seeing that a 1 terabyte SSD drive is a tenth of the cost that it was a couple of years ago and things like that. So it is a steep sort of decline in terms of how much it's costing to get these things affordable now. So it's coming because it's becoming the norm. I think it's going to be in every computer very soon, I think.
One other thing I've noticed with my MacBook is that my lap doesn't get so hot either.
That's one thing, because you haven't got anything spinning inside that computer to actually read your data. And all that spinning and friction actually generates heat. So, you know, it's one extra thing that helps contribute to that. There's obviously other things happening in your new Mac. The processor and the fans that they use to cool it are different. So, yes, there's a bunch of reasons, but, you know, your lap will stay cooler.
That's the way of the future. Go with SSD. It's so much lighter too, I've got to say. Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very, very much for your time and your advice.
Thank you for having me.